Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Amud Aleph of Masechta Sukkah. We're holding on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. We are at Kima'asehu B'chol, two lines from the end of the page on Mem Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah had said that Kima'asehu B'chol Tach Ma'asehu B'Shabbos. The only thing is, you would fill up from Erev Shabbos a Chavis Shel Zahav that was not Mekudeshes from the Shiluach, and then you would put it in the Elishcha because you weren't allowed to fill up the water on Shabbos for the Nisach HaMayim, because schlepping the water would be a violation of Hotza'ah. So what the Gemara is going to work on now requires a little bit of an introduction. The Gemara is going to explain the reason that filling the water from the Shiluach in order to be Menasech on a weekday was done in a Kli Sharis that was Kadosh, whereas the filling up the water for Nisach HaMayim and Shabbos was done with a barrel that was not Kadosh, was not a Kli Sharis. It was something that they never used for the Mizbeach and was never set aside or designated at all for Avodah. Now there is a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Peivav that a Kli Sharis is not Mekadesh, that which goes inside of it, unless it's Ra'ui Lehen, unless it's something that belongs there. So at the time that it's Neskadesh, that which is put into the Kli Sharis becomes Pasul Belina, because it has Kedush like a murim of karbanos. So the simple pshat is that the reason the Mishnah, our Mishnah, tells us to fill the water for the Nisach HaMayim on Erev Shabbos in a barrel that's not kadosh is so that the water will not become pasul belina, because you have to realize we're filling it up the day before we're using it. And if you're going to use it and put it in a kli shares, it now is subject to the psul of lina, so you have to put it in a kli that's not makudash. But the Gemara assumes in its question that a kli is not makadesh mayim in a way that it would become pasul belina, unless your das was to be makadesh the mayim in the kli. And if there's more than the shir nisuch, which is three lugin, that's not roi for the kli, and the kli would not be mekadesh that either, because kli is only mekadesh that which is roi for it. So because of that, the Gemara is going to ask that even if you draw the water on Erev Shabbos in order to be menasech on Shabbos, you could still use a kli shares, because your das will just be not to be mekadesh the water, or you could just fill in more water than the basic shir that's necessary, and then mele it's not going to become kadesh, because it's not roi for the kli. So the Gemara says, "Vamai naisi b'mukadeshes." Why can't you use a chavis that's actually mukadeshes? Why do we have to distinguish between the nisach hamayim, the filling the water on a weekday, and the filling the water on a Shabbos? Whereas when we do it for Shabbos, you use a kli that's not mukadesh. Even if you do it on erev Shabbos, you should be able to use a kli that's mukadesh. Samar ze'iri kasavar, the Tana of our Mishnah must hold ein shir lamayim, that there is no shear of how much water you're supposed to use for the Nisuch on the Chag, and even more than three lug is ratli for Nisuch. So the Kli is Mekadesh right away, whatever goes into it. And he must hold the Kli Sharis Mekadesh and Shalomidas, that even if you don't want it to become Kadosh right away, it's an automatic that the Kli Sharis is Mekadesh even Shalomidas. And he maisi b'mekadeshes if shalubalina, and therefore whatever you put into a Kli Sharis on Erev Shabbos would be compassal belina by the time you want to use it on Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to quote the Shita of Chizkia, who disagrees with Ze'iri and holds that we can prove that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that there's no shear of Nisach HaMayim on Sukkis to put on the Mizbech. But as far as the Kiddush Midas, it could be that he holds the Kli Sharis is only Mekadesh Midas. Chizkiyam or Kli Sharis in Mekachin El Midas. And if you're not interested in being Mekadesh that which is in the Kli Sharis, it will not become Kadosh. Why don't we then ask, why do we have to fill up on Erev Shabbos with a Kli that's not Mekudosh? You should be able to use a Kli that's Mekudosh and just have Das, not to be Mekadesh the Mayim until the next day, and then it won't become Pasul Belina. So gzera shemiyom ledas niskachu. We don't allow that because the chamor goes there, that someone who sees you using it the next day might think that it was niskadesh midas and that you're ignoring the psulina. So the Gemara now brings the sheet of Rabbi Zeira, who disagrees on Ze'iri entirely. According to Rabbi Zeira, we cannot prove from our Mishnah anything about the dinim of kedusha of things that are put into a kli sharis, and it could be that our Mishnah holds that there is a shear for nisach HaMayim, and that a Kli Sharis is only Mekadesh Midas, and still you can't put the water in from Erev Shabbos in a Kli Sharis. Am Rabbi Yani, Am Rabbi Zera, Afilu Tema Yesh Shir Lamayim. Even if we assume there is a Shir for Nisach HaMayim, and a Kli Sharis in Mekadesh Midas, and Kli Sharis is only Mekadesh, that which you intend to be Mekadesh in it, so Maker Adin, we only need one of these things really to be Matir using a Kli Sharis on Erev Shabbos, either fill in more than the Shir that you need for the Nisuch, or you have Das to be Mekadesh Lamayim only the next day, and not at the time that you're filling it up. Aye, so why then does the Mishnah not allow using a Kli Sharis for the filling up of the water on Erev Shabbos? No, Gzeira Shema Yomru L'Kiddush Shadayim V'Raglayim Malan. We're afraid that people who see will think that the Kohen Gadol filled this up for Kiddush Shadayim V'Raglayim, and the water that your Mekadesh Shadayim V'Raglayim certainly doesn't have a shear, and even if you fill 100 lug of it, it's all considered rotu for the Kli. And certainly that's done bidas, because you can't be Mekadesh Shadayim V'Raglayim unless you're Mekadesh B'Kli, like the Kior is Nimshach with the Shemen HaMishcha, and is Mekadesh the water that's inside of it. So since they're going to think you're filling up this water for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and now they're going to see that you're Menasichon on the Mizbeach, even though it had a lina of Friday night, so it's going to lead to a michshal that people are going to think that there's no psulina by Nesachim. So now the Gemara discusses why it is that Mayim Megulin, that water that's left exposed, uncovered, is possible to be Menasich on the Mizbeach. Even though there's a chashash that maybe a Nachash drank from it, maybe a Nachash put his venom in it, you always have the possibility of fixing that by straining it out and removing the venom from it. So Nishbucho Niskal, so the Mishnah had said that if you fill up the water from the kiyar, that yayin and mayim or megulin are pasul legabe the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, why would it be pasul? The avar b'misanenes, just put it through a strainer, and whatever venom might be in there will be strained right out. So says Gemara, lema masnisin delok rabbi nechemia. Maybe our Mishnah that pasul's using mayim megulin and holds that you can't just strain it is going against rabbi nechemia. D'tanya masanenes yesh po mishum giloi. Someone who puts something through a strainer and the wine goes through the strainer and strains down into a kli below, you still have to cover it in order that a nachash should not drink from it, even though it could be strained out, because we're choshesh that some of that venom might get through the strainer. Amar Rabbi Nechemia, a masai, when do you have to be careful about that? Bizman sha tachtona megula, when the lower kli that's receiving the wine is exposed. Aval bizman sha tachtona mechusa, but if the lower kli is covered, even though the upper kli is exposed, it's not a problem of giloi, because the venom of a snake doesn't go through the holes of the strainer. It's like a sponge that floats on the top, and therefore, even if the nachash put his venom into the misanenes, there's no chashash that by drinking that wine from the bottom kli that the venom is still going to be there. So it turns out there's a machlokas about the venom of a snake. According to the Chachamim, the snake's venom is pure liquid and will pass right through the misanenes, whereas according to Nechemia, it's like a svog and it stays in its place and it doesn't get through the holes of the misanenes. So mele, when the Mishnah says that water that was mekula is pasul to be menasich on the mizbeach, and it doesn't help to be misanin it and to separate the water from the venom, that's against Rabbi Nechemia, who holds that the misanenes is able to separate the venom from the other liquids. So that's where I'm now. Feel the same, Rabbi Nechemia. We could even say our mission is going like Rabbi Nechemia. Eimer dam Rabbi Nechemia lahedyot. The Rabbi Nechemia only said this to allow for a regular person to drink the wine that went through a strainer. Avol gavoa mi amar, but to use it for the base of mikdash, he never went that far. Lastly, Rabbi Nechemia, does Rabbi Nechemia not hold of the din that it says by bringing a sick animal as a korban, that Hashem says, if you were to bring that to your governor or to an important government official, do you think he'd be interested in such a gift? So even though it's true that it's edible for human consumption when it goes through a strainer, it doesn't mean that that's an appropriate thing to bring as a gift to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So let's do two main points over here. First main point is three explanations why water can't be brought from Erev Shabbos in a Kli
in a kli sharis. A, since no shear will be, since there's no shear, it will become kadosh lo midas and pasul belina. B, gzeru, people think that midas mekadsho. And C, gzeru, people think you filled it likidu shedayim vraglayim. And then main point number two, mesanenes won't help for nisach hamayim water, even according to Rabbi Nechemya, who thinks it normally helps for gilui, because legavoa, we're stricter. When it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to be stricter in the standards that we keep. Hadron alach lulav ha'arava be'ezras Hashem. Next time we will learn daf nun amid beis and begin the last parak of Maseches Sukkah.